Here's Andy Udman.
A healthy body constantly breaks down and then rebuilds. A healthy body with healthy cells can regenerate itself.
Okay, Ryan, I wish I could hold this picture up on the radio and ask you, how old do you think this woman is? So we can't do that with her picture. Mm-hmm. You can certainly Google it and check it out. Marilyn Diamond, how old do you think this woman is? But play the clip again of her voice. How old do you think this woman is?
Healthy body constantly breaks down and then rebuilds. A healthy body with healthy cells can regenerate itself.
I was visiting a friend the other day, and her doctor walked in, and I went, holy smokes. She expects to get healthy from a man who looks like that? If you're selling health, you should look good. Marilyn Diamond looks good. She's 70 from a distance. I'd say from past 10 feet, she looks 30.
Half that. Yeah,
35. Yeah. Ryan's already checked her out online. very good, Ryan. But would you agree? She looks great. So... hey, we need to hear from Marilyn Diamond. Pam Killeen in the chair this morning, our nutritional consultant who always rocks the boat. Her motto is, if you're not rocking the boat, you're not even in the boat. So let's rock the boat again this morning on several health issues, including now. I thought, Pam, first of all, good morning and how are you?
Good morning, Andy. I'm great, thanks.
You're a great tennis player. We were just chatting about Eugenie. Tennis player.
Eugenie Bouchard, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. She is the picture of health.
Very impressive.
But then she's young. Mm-hmm. You're a great tennis player. Give us your life in 30 seconds. You went through the valley health-wise, and then you found a way out of the valley. A story quite similar to our guest who we'll introduce in just a moment, only she wrote a book giving people what turned out to be terrible advice.
Well, and I followed that book back in 1985. It was first published in 1985. It was called Fit for Life, and Marilyn Diamond is a co-author of that book. And a very similar story to me. I actually became a raw food vegan, and thinking that it was going to help me overcome chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, multiple chemical sensitivities. And unfortunately, after 9 years, it completely backfired on me. And it has on many, many people. And even Marilyn Diamond, who was touting the benefits of this diet back in 1985, she has relinquished the diet and is basically following the same path as I have, which is to return to your ancestral foods, which include lots of animal fat.
Wow. She admits she was wrong.
Mm-hmm. She's eating crow just like I and so many other people who have relinquished the vegan diet. I have a list in front of me of recognizable names of people who have gone public with their relinquishing of a vegan diet. They all got sick on the diet and they realized that they were wrong.
Is there a support group for confessing or
recovering vegans?
Recovering vegans?
Well, I mean, they're definitely spilling their stories online. Unfortunately, the vegans who are still vegans aren't very happy about it.
Really?
Oh, no. They don't. Remember when we had Lear Keith on the show, the author of The Vegetarian Myth, and she had been giving a talk, and online there was a video where three vegans attacked her physically with had the pies covered with cayenne pepper, and they shoved them in her face, and she was hospitalized for that. These were three peaceful vegetarians physically attacking a woman for basically outing vegetarianism.
Because vegetarianism is almost like a religion.
Well, vegetarianism actually, there's no proof that it's going to be a healthy diet, of course. In history, essentially, vegetarianism was invented as a knee-jerk reaction to an overpopulation problem. Veganism was invented to kill people's libido. This is the history. This is the root of these diets. So there's really no history in terms of the health of these diets.
Wow. Well, if you would be so kind as to introduce Marilyn.
Oh, I'm thrilled this morning to have Marilyn Diamond on the show. And like I said, her first book was called Fit for Life. And now her new book is out and it's called Young for Life. And I'm really just so honored to have you on the show this morning. Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning, Dan. And good morning, Andy. I'm really, really thrilled to be on the show. And I was loving listening to what you were saying. I just have to make one quick correction. Mm-hmm. Fit for Life was not a vegan diet book. It was not even a vegetarian diet book. That was because Marilyn Diamond fought to keep meat and dairy in that book.
Good for you. Fantastic.
And I was not nearly as fanatical as my ex-partner. And I won.
Good.
I had to work very closely with the publishers to let them know that that would be way too radical. Even so, there was a chapter in there that just made it sound like it was the biggest sin in the world if you ate meat.
Yeah, I remember a lot of the people. Yeah,
for you.
Yeah, a lot of people took. Yeah, I took it to heart myself back in eighties and nineties, and but good for you for sticking to your guns,
Marilyn. I was watching your videos this morning. You look younger than any 70-year-old person I have ever seen. A very simple question: how do you do that?
Have you seen my bikini shot?
No, I didn't get to that, but hey, I'll get Ryan to look it up for me.
It's on Facebook, Marilyn Diamond Author. If you go on Facebook, you'll see my bikini shot. I posted it about 4 days ago.
Okay, not many women who are 70 years old, not many women over 40 would have the chutzpah to publish a picture of themselves in a bikini.
Well, I was 69 when that photo was taken, just short of 69. I'm going to be 70 in June. And to be honest with you, once I left the Fit for Life program, because the vegan movement was coming, and I could see it coming from John Robbins, who is the heir to the Baskin-Robbins fortune, I wrote a vegan cookbook, because I saw that an entire philosophical mistake was going to be built around tofu dogs and tofutti and gluten products and junk food, essentially. It was just, how can we have fake bacon, fake burgers, fake hot dogs, and plenty of ice cream? And I even went to a vegan dinner party up in the area where John Robbins was living in Santa Cruz, and that's where all the vegans were at that point. And we were served brown rice that wasn't cooked very well, some very overcooked vegetables, a thick tahini sauce, and then out came a huge tray of tofutti with about 15 flavors, mm-hmm. and there wasn't a bite left.
mm-hmm.
And I didn't help. And I said, I have got to do something about this. So I wrote a vegan cookbook that showed them how to have plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables. Unfortunately, we didn't know anything about soy back then. Mm-hmm. So I was using soy to make ricotta cheese and things like that. And that was a huge cookbook. And because it was the follow-up to Fit for Life and Fit for Life 2, when there were probably 20,000 vegans in the country, it sold 600,000 copies.
Mm-hmm.
So I played a big hand in spreading the vegan movement. I only lasted in a pure vegan diet on and off for 20 years. Imagine.
Wow.
I went raw vegan. I went back to cooked vegan. I went into vegetarianism for a moment and ate a little dairy. Never touched an egg. 20 years, I destroyed my body.
Yeah.
You destroyed, get into that. You destroyed your body. What happened?
I started to look like all my vegan colleagues, first of all, because everybody judges vanity before they judge what's really going on in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And they were looking saggy, wrinkled, and old.
Yeah. And they have terrible, terrible dental problems as well, typically.
Lifeless. I had 11 root canals.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's very common. That's what I see a lot with people who come to me who've been vegetarian, near vegetarian, or vegan.
Yeah, I had what I overcame because I was a public person. I had the most severe depression. Life in my home, I was married to Harvey Diamond for 18 years. Life in my home was tragic.
Mm-hmm.
It was, everybody was in cortisol all the time. Cortisol means your body is eating your muscle. You're breaking down muscle to keep your heart going. I had mitral valve prolapse. Every time I had to have dental work, which obviously it was a lot, I had to take all these antibiotics. Mm-hmm. Then came the moment when I couldn't turn my head. I had eaten so much of my own muscle that I was bone on bone in my neck.
Yeah.
And there was nerve damage. And if I would reach up, take a book off a shelf, my arm would just spontaneously flop down. The most frightening symptoms.
And memory, a lot of memory problems as well, very typical as well with vegans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Memory problems didn't start until later, but I've learned very fast how to correct them. The bottom line is this, And when I fell apart at age 60, and my ex-husband was long gone, he is such a sick man that he's crippled. I waited 11 years before I left him because I had a child with him, and I needed to leave him, and I because he was affecting both of us in yeah. terrible ways. And it was a tragedy, and it was nutritional.
Yes.
And when you look back, you say, if only we knew, but we didn't.
Now, what happened when you finally had a revelation and realized that it was wrong for you to be vegan?
Well, the man who walked into my life the day I told my ex-husband I was leaving, who I married 4 years later, one of the very first things he said to me was, oh, my God, you need to eat some protein.
And that's your current husband, Dr. Rock?
That's Dr. Rock. Mm-hmm. And, of course, he's my soulmate. Waited 48 years. For him. But the other side of it is I wasn't able to listen because when you go that deep into nutrient deprivation and you build a philosophy around it that you're saving the world and that you're more spiritual and that you're more compassionate and everything else, it was truly, truly, truly hard for me. So I tried. I tried, but I couldn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't stop. I even when I met him, in 1992, I did start to try to eat meat, but it would last, you know, a week.
Yeah.
And then I'd say, I can't.
Yeah.
And that's one of the worst things, and that's what I'm so worried about with all these kids who are jumping in thinking they're going to save the world or that they're, you know, that because they're into yoga, that that's the way to go. I'm so worried about the younger population.
I had absolutely
no libido. There was nothing.
Well, there's no energy, right? The adrenals are so fried, essentially, that there's just no energy for things
adrenals,
like that. Yeah.
My adrenals were fried, but I never stopped working, so I pushed through that and made it even worse for myself.
Yes.
I didn't even know how to rest. I was so stressed.
Yes.
Pam, all of this sounds so similar to the journey you had.
Yeah, I was absolutely exhausted. And then with the other symptom that I don't know if you experienced this or not, Marilyn, but what I see all the time, especially with vegans, is the insomnia, that they have terrible sleep problems.
Oh, I never slept.
Yeah. Yeah.
3 hours a night.
Yeah, people can't fall asleep, they can't stay asleep, all sorts of problems with sleep issues.
But Young for Life was the beginning of, it wasn't really the beginning of research, because as soon as I met Dr. Rock in 1992 and we were married in 1996, we knew we were going to be working together, and he's a researcher, and he'd been through chiropractic school, and he had a degree in medical hypnotherapy, and he was also a bodybuilder, and he brought a whole other... three whole other fields to me that were hard to deny. And so working with him and researching with him, we started to, because he became a vegan because I was stronger than he was. Philosophically, he would do anything because he loved me, and I was so intense that he said, okay, I'm going to do this. Well, he lost all his muscles.
Mm. Yeah. He became catabolic, in other words, yeah.
Yeah, he burned them off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't feed your muscle, you lose your muscle. The bottom line is a lot of terrible things happened for him. But through all of this, we were researching, and little by little, don't forget, Fit for Life came out 1985. You were not even allowed at that point to say that diet and health were connected. That was a big breakthrough that I brought to our population.
Mm-hmm.
The doctors went ballistic that I had the nerve to go on all those television shows, Merv Griffin and Oprah and Larry King and Phil Donahue and Nightline and all the morning shows. And I was all over television saying, your diet and your health and your diet, your health and your diet. And if you eat more fruits and vegetables, you're going to be healthier. And all of Hollywood jumped on it. And that was the beginning of a revolution. We're in that revolution now.
But what was the turning point for you to go towards the ancestral diet then?
The research, because the internet wasn't available when I was doing that work. The internet didn't become really rich with information until the mid-90s. We had the ability to see other studies. But then Dr. Rock and I went deep, and we found out that the National Library of Medicine will not even include in its vast collection any alternative studies, any studies, no matter how peer-reviewed they are, by any doctor who is talking about nutrients, are not included in the National Library of Medicine. Now, there are a few small exceptions now, like for vitamin E and selenium is probably in there, but it's still the case that there's censorship. But people are getting around it.
What are they so afraid of, Marilyn?
Well, what do you think? The diseases in this country are the biggest profit centers, bigger than defense.
That's right.
You've got to be kidding.
It's a multi-trillion-dollar industry, Andy.
The diseases in this country feed the economy.
Mm-hmm. Wow, reminds me of the book.
And there are other, I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all, and I'm a very positive individual. I only see a better world. I know we're going there.
Wow.
I mean, when we find out that there's a website called greenmed.com, one of the most phenomenal websites that has just grown up in the last 6 months. Sayer G runs it. He is a brilliant researcher. And this is an absolute rival to the National Library of Medicine, as far as I'm concerned. He's got every study on every possible spice, herb, food, and how it will help you.
Okay, we want to bring in our callers, as we always do. Reg, a quick comment, if you would.
Yes, good morning, Annie. Good morning, ladies. I'd like to know if your ladies have ever heard of Fred Kumerow.
Fred Kumerow?
Yes.
No, I have not.
I don't think so.
Okay, he's a pioneer of trans fat research. He's been at this since 1957. He's 99 years old now. He eats red meat several times a week. He eats scrambled eggs, fried in butter every morning, fruits and vegetables, and none of these trans fats. So they're absolutely deadly. Soy oil and corn oil and all these other hydrogenated oils are not healthy at all.
Yeah. Now that you mention that, I have heard of them, yes.
And you're now following his lead, are you, Reg?
Well, I just read the article recently, but I do eat eggs a lot, sure.
Oh, good for you.
Absolutely.
And I eat butter, not margarine anymore, so.
Well, it's funny. We're going to get into the whole butter margarine thing in the next segment here. I don't know if you saw the piece on ABC this week. I won't get distracted. Now, we are coming down to the bottom of the hour. We're just getting started here with Marilyn Diamond, Pam, just summarize the message contrast from Fit for Life, which she wrote in 1985, right, to her new book, Young for Life.
Well, essentially, she has gravitated towards an ancestral diet. So when you go online and you go to her website, which is Young for Life, you'll see that there's a video there where she gives a brief overview of the diet, which is emphasizing things like butter, red meat, animal fats, and not to be fearful of these animal fats. That we've been wrongly informed for many decades now that these foods allegedly joined the dark side, and they never did.
Marilyn, quick story. We have a fellow who lives in Aylmer. I love to tell the story of Andy Christie, 95 years old, every Wednesday, gets in his car, drives to the old Treasure Island Gardens ice house, now a velodrome, gets on a bike, bikes around the velodrome in a way that would scare me because the angles are so steep and you have to pedal so hard. 95, gets back in his car, goes for lunch, and then goes back to Aylmer. Andy Christie, probably listening this morning. We salute you. We'll be back with more from Marilyn Diamond in just a moment right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
Healthy body constantly breaks down and then rebuilds. Healthy body with healthy cells can regenerate itself.
Pam Colleen, let me ask you this. Is this just something I dreamed, or when I was a kid, did we really have something called margarine with a coloring pad in the middle of it, and you had to...
That's right. They used to do that because the butter industry was upset by margarine. They didn't want something that was synthetic competing with them. So back then, what the margarine industry had to do is they had to sell it as a white substance, and then when people got home, they added the yellow dye to it. So it was the butter industry, essentially, that was fighting back because they just didn't want the competition. And unfortunately, margarine surpassed butter in sales simply because it's cheaper. And grocery stores like it. I've had friends who've worked at grocery stores, and they've told me that they make very little profit on butter, and they make more of a profit on margarine. So it's no wonder that when you go into a lot of grocery stores, margarine is easier to find and see.
Real quick story about margarine. I always loved butter, hated margarine, but it was cheaper, and it had that pad in the middle. I once was working at a farm with a lady, God bless her, she came out and she had all these sandwiches with just a honking layer of this white margarine.
Mm-hmm.
There was meat on the sandwiches, but I couldn't get past the white margarine. As she was standing there, we were chatting, I was feeding the sandwiches to her dog through my arm. And trusting that
the poor dogs.
The poor dog. Poor dog probably didn't live very much longer. But in a nutshell, where are we now? Because butter sales took a huge hit.
Well, remember we did the story about Northern Europe and how they were selling butter in the black market for like $40 a pound because people couldn't find butter in the grocery stores. There's been such a return to eating butter that there's been shortages.
I was astounded to see two nights ago on ABC News with my good friend Diane Sawyer. You saw the report in a nutshell. It said, butter is back.
Yeah, butter is back. The sales of butter are surpassing margarine for the first time in a long time. And even companies like Unilever are eating crow and trying to disguise their error by adding butter to their margarine now. But eventually, I think we're going to see margarine just disappear from our shelves. Yeah,
I've always joked that you could leave margarine in the trunk of your car through the month of July 3 years in a row and come back and it's still exactly the way you left it.
Mm-hmm. They always say it's one step short of being plastic, right? Yeah, we got to stay away from these processed foods.
And yet,
period.
You, when you see the commercial for, what is it, Basil and others, you would think that margarine is just as good as butter. Okay, back to Marilyn Diamond and a word about Marilyn for those who have just joined us, Pam.
Marilyn Diamond is with us this morning, and she is the author of a new book called Young for Life, and she certainly does fit the role. She looks fantastic for a woman who's just about to be 70 years old, and she is advocating for an ancestral diet to return to our traditional foods, and part of that includes getting enough animal fat in our diet. And so I saw in your video on your website, Marilyn, that you were celebrating butter. Even though butter sales are up, people are still afraid to eat animal fat.
Well, of course they're afraid to eat animal fat because back in the 1950s, we had a researcher named Ansel Keys who decided to do a study on the relationship between cholesterol, saturated fat, and heart disease. He took 22 countries. He did he created a graph. He was a physiologist, not a biochemist, so he's a little bit out of his field. Created a graph of how much saturated fat and cholesterol consumption was eaten in each of the 22 countries he selected. The graph was like gunshots spattered all over everywhere. There was no real...
No rhyme, no reason, yeah.
Nope, but he dropped out 19 of the countries and said he had done the study on seven. It was called the seven country study by Ansel Keys. He moved Australia over so it fit in sort of a line and showed that those seven countries that he had chosen ate the most saturated fat and cholesterol and had the most heart disease. It was a completely erroneous, fudged study.
Mm-hmm.
The entire world of science went bonkers, but Ansel Keys was a real politician. He got to the grain industry, he got to the sugar industry, he got to the USDA. The government embraced this, and suddenly in the 1950s, our animal products were demonized.
Mm-hmm.
That was the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And for the next 50 years, there was a wrestling match while industries and more science based on fudge science and the FDA running over to Europe and convincing all of Scandinavia that they had to demonize saturated fat and cholesterol. And it was a major upheaval in the American diet and diets in the other parts of the world. However, it was disproven. There were 10,000 studies that came out in a short period of time saying this is wrong. Even Dr. DeBakey said, this is wrong. This is absolutely not the case. You need saturated fat and cholesterol. There is absolutely no correlation between saturated fat and cholesterol and heart disease. Back then, we had a few percentage points of people with heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
After that study, one out of two, that's where we are right now.
Well, one of the people apologizing, of course, we featured him on this show, was Dr. Oz.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dr. Oz read Young for Life, I'm pretty sure, because a lot of his shows after Young for Life went in were all about what we were talking about.
Okay,
Young for Life has had a major impact on the consumption of whole yogurt. We couldn't get whole yogurt either.
Yeah.
We could only get low-fat yogurt in this country.
Well, the dairy industry has made out like bandits because they know the more they can separate their products, the more money they make.
But they also had to do this because in the 90s we went into what was a mandate of a low-fat era.
Mm-hmm.
And so they invested. They had to. They invested in low-fat foods, in creating low-fat. A cow doesn't create anything low-fat, so we immediately had all processed dairy. None of it was real.
Okay, in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to summarize. Marilyn, in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to summarize in 1 minute the message of your book. Diane has a comment. Hi, Diane.
Yes, hi, Andy. Everybody's raving about this coconut butter or oil or whatever. I want to know what her take on that is because I much prefer butter over that. And I want to know, is this a safe thing? Does she think that is? Or is this another one of those gimmicks like the margarine?
Okay. Marilyn, go ahead.
No. Coconut oil is a viable fat. It's a good fat. It's a saturated fat. We had all our popcorn with coconut oil before this demonization of saturated fat and cholesterol. By the way, I'm going to tell you who disproved that finally. But here's the deal on coconut oil. It's good for you. It's good for the brain. It's like a Pied Piper. When you have coconut oil in your cooking, what you're doing is eating the fat that actually burns like a carbohydrate. So it will not be stored as fat. It not only burns like a carbohydrate, which gives you instant energy, it also recruits your other fat cells. It's like, hey guys, come on, we're burning our carbs today. Let's burn. And so you will. It's one of the ways that you can drop fat. You don't want to drop muscle weight. You want to lose the fat weight. Coconut oil will help you do that, but so will butter. And you cannot replace one with the other, in my opinion. You want them both.
Okay.
And I wouldn't necessarily recommend that you just eat it like butter or put it on a sandwich.
Yeah, butter is delicious, yeah.
Okay, let me ask you, Pam, for your take on coconut oil.
I agree with Marilyn. She's right. Coconut oil is a good fat. Many cultures all around the world have thrived and survived very nicely using coconut oil. It's a traditional food.
And no side effects whatsoever. In fact, it's a beauty product. It can be.
It's a beauty product. It's good for you.
It is so good for your skin. Diane, you'll look 10 years younger. End of discussion.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you.
No, but I'm going to...
And butter is a sexy food. Mm-hmm. And people don't even realize it. Here's the deal on this. Cholesterol and... The whole premise of Young for Life is that nearly every disease, is a nutrient deficiency because we stopped eating the real nutrients in animal products and went to plant foods. We are just riddled with disease. We didn't have any of these statistics before the 50s, 60s, 70s, ramped up in the 80s. We only had 4 million people who were diabetics in 1985. Now the real figures is it's close to 50 if you count the ones who are not diagnosed.
Okay, we're going to go to
million.
We're going to go to the lines again. Rich, go ahead.
Hi, Andy. Love the comments. Love the show. I'm just wondering where does exercise fit in with all this?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Pam first, and then.
Oh, I want Marilyn. Marilyn and I are going to agree on this one. I want Marilyn to talk.
Go ahead,
When I was a vegan, I was also a cardio freak, and I was the first one in one of the first classes of spinning. So not only was I not feeding my muscle with any animal products, I was spinning it off. So I was a total tragedy. Now, today, I understand the value of isometrics, which is simply a 6-second contraction. Right now, while you're sitting there, contract your stomach in really hard against the back of your spine, hold for about 6 seconds, and then exhale. And you want to know something? If you do that once a week, for one time only, that ab will be 5% stronger. Mm-hmm. If you do the math, in 20 weeks, you're 100% stronger in the abs. There are isometrics. You can contract your glutes the same way while you're standing in the supermarket. You do that, you know what? You're lifting them up right where you want them to be.
Yeah,
you let them down.
In fact, I saw on the video this morning, Dr. Rocks, the top of your hand. There are very simple hand exercises you can do to get rid of the wrinkles.
Everything. And we have a 10-minute at-home exercise program that is more dynamic than the isometrics. very easy, like chopping wood, reach up with an axe, come down between your legs. These are old-fashioned movements, folks. Twist from side to side. Really easy stuff. Exercise is so basic, and we have made it so complicated. Just a few minutes, a few times a day, is going to get you back in shape, especially the isometric.
Rich, yeah. Rich, are you a believer, Rich?
Absolutely, Andy. Yeah, like I was one of these people that at one time punished themselves in the gym for hours and hours and didn't get any results. You know, probably for the last three years, changed my eating habits, listened to Pam, redid our whole cupboard and fridge. Now I can go to the gym twice a week for about 20 minutes, and I feel great. I don't have any fatigue. I don't have any aches and pains after.
That's fantastic.
I just feel better. It doesn't take near as much effort.
Wow. Good for you. Yeah, wow. Our adrenal glands are not designed. We're not designed for heavy exercise. You know, we, as hunter-gatherers, we ran for 2 to 3 minutes at a time, and that was to eat or avoid getting eaten. So all this heavy exercise at the gym, you know, running on a treadmill for 20 minutes, it goes counter to our physiology.
But you're not against exercise.
I'm not anti-exercise. Okay. I just think it's good to have smart exercise.
I'm for exercise. Like, I can do 10 squats. I'm doing it right while I'm talking to you. Freehand squats. Go down and come up. There's so much that we can do just in our daily lives that is exercise. Here's the point. We're growing either stronger or we're growing weaker. That's a choice about aging. I got so weak, I had to learn what I'd done wrong, and now I get stronger and stronger. I'm stronger now than I was when I was 65. I'm better today than I was last year.
How long do you think you're going to live, Marilyn?
Oh, I'm going over 100. I'm pretty darn sure.
I read an article the other day. I think it was a woman in Japan, 113 or 114, the world's oldest woman. But yeah, you're going for the record, Jerry. Your comment.
Yeah, I just had your guest's opinion on something. I've heard a lot of negative stuff about statin drugs, and currently I take a cholesterol / high blood pressure pill. And my question is about cholesterol. Would it be possible to get off these medications? Now I know you're not a doctor, but my question is: would you think I could get off these medications without worrying about my cholesterol increasing?
Yeah, well, the problem with the cholesterol-controlling drugs is your body needs cholesterol. And yes, your liver does manufacture some cholesterol, but your body wants the foods that contain cholesterol, because here's the deal. Without cholesterol, and every vegan who's gone for any length of time like Pam and I will tell you, cholesterol is the precursor to every hormone. So I have hypothyroidism because I didn't all over the years. I now have to take thyroid medication, and I will have to do that because I wrecked my thyroid. However, when they say that cholesterol and saturated fat are connected to your heart problem, they are wrong, and they don't know the latest research. It's not cholesterol and saturated fat. It's vegetable oils, and it's sugar. And it's all the grains that we are eating, the processed grains that we are eating. And this is coming from the Harvard School of Oncology, guys. Mm-hmm. And this was proven in a huge international study funded by the World Health Organization called MONICA. And MONICA was in 139 universities in 28 countries that all wanted to prove once and for all, are they related? Saturated fat, cholesterol, and heart disease. They couldn't prove it. Neither could the $4 billion Framingham study. The three latest directors said, we can't prove it. It's not real. It's not true. In fact, the people who ate more cholesterol and more saturated fat had better heart health.
Yeah. And for more, you could go, you can actually, there's a movie, there's a documentary called Statin Nation. Statin Nation. I would recommend that you watch that documentary. And also Dr. Dwayne Gravelin, who has a website, spacedoc.net, I think it is. He's written several books about the dangers of statin drugs.
Okay, let's go to Jerry. Jerry, go ahead, Jerry.
Hello?
Jerry, go ahead.
I keep hearing the fact that in my particular case, from a family of heart problems and my brothers and my parents, I keep hearing from the doctors that I have a certain code of genetics and I can't change that, and I need to have these statin drugs to offset my my bad genetics. And I'm trying to get off these pills, and I don't like taking pills.
They're destroying your CoQ10. You ask your doctor if that's good for you or not.
Well, here in Canada, Marilyn, just so you know, the Canadian government acknowledges the fact that if people are taking statin drugs, that they should be taking CoQ10. So they acknowledge the fact that the statin drugs have adverse effects on our levels of CoQ10.
Jerry, appreciate the call. Marilyn, we're getting close to the end of the program, so I wonder if you can do this. List, if you would, the five top candidates for evil foods, and then we'll go to the good foods. What are nominations for the five top evil foods?
Well, some of them fall into one big category called genetically modified foods, and that would be corn, all cane sugar, canola oil. That's enough of those.
Okay.
Anything with high fructose corn syrup in it.
Pam has a rule, if it's not touching the wall in your grocery store, don't buy it. Processed foods.
Well, that's absolutely true. Eat fresh food, folks. I'm not against frozen foods because sometimes you can't get good fresh food wherever you're living.
Mm-hmm.
I buy some frozen vegetables. Frozen Brussels sprouts are fabulous.
Okay, let's go to the good foods. Five top healthy foods.
You need animal products. So let's go, because you need the fat soluble vitamins, vitamin A, D, E, and K. You need the B vitamins. You need zinc. These are all coming from animal products. And you can't absorb them if you don't have animal products. So if you don't have those, zinc deficiency is everywhere. And in three generations, we are extinct without zinc. You get zinc from red meat. You do not get it from beans because the bean has a layer around it. It's called phytates. You can't pull it out. So I would say all of the animal products, fish, I'm going to talk in big food groups, fish, the fatty fishes like mackerel in particular, no farmed fish, that is a not well-fed fish. So that is not good for you. It is food-colored. And then vegetables, your root vegetables are phenomenal. Yams, potatoes, eat them with the skins.
And with lots of butter on them too, Marilyn?
Leafy greens, yes.
Lots of butter, yeah.
Okay.
And butter, animal products.
Mm-hmm.
You know, butter has choline in it. Choline makes muscle contractions stronger. That affects sexuality. Women who have plenty of butter, they do better.
They do better with their libido. What about things like bone broths and lacto-fermented foods?
Fermented foods are all good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like some of the raw fermented foods. I find them, I worry about them.
You mean commercial, or are you just concerned people aren't making them properly?
Well, yeah, commercial too. Mm-hmm. But I do think, for example, there are raw sauerkrauts that you get from Germany. They're not raw. They're fermented sauerkraut.
Marilyn, I'm hearing the music. We have to wrap it up. Where can people find out more about Marilyn Diamond and your book, Young for Life?
I love you guys. You're wonderful.
You're amazing.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And posing in a bikini at 68 years old, are the guys still hitting on you?
I think she hung up.
I think I'm 35.
Oh,
there we go. She was waiting for the punchline. Marilyn, thank you so much. So her message in a nutshell.
Yeah,
Pam.
Well, I think everybody should just visit her website, which is simple, very very short and sweet, youngforlife.com. And I will be teaching all these principles in my nutrition boot camp coming up in February and March. And I have that posted on my website, which is just my name, pamkilleen.com.
So animal fats,
yes.
Fish, veggies, butter.
Butter, all the good foods that our ancestors survived and thrived on.
Terrific. Thank you so much, Pam.
Thanks,
great hour,
Andy.
As always. When we come back on the other side, I want to bring you up to date on the three breaking news stories. The